Estevan. Estevan City Council received a fire inspection report for Affinity Place at the February 26 meeting. The report was carried out by Deputy Fire Chief Kyle Luke on July 27, 2023, and the findings were released after an inquiry by Count Tony Cernick. Out of the 74 different items checked by Luke, the city was compliant with 63 of them. 10 more were listed as not applicable and one was a no. That was for closed-in fire separations, such as fire doors, being blocked or wedged open. Count Cernick asked that he, Luke and City Manager Jeff Ward review the document and his inquiry. Count Travis Frank said it was good information and he wants to see the one issue corrected. We're supposed to be held to the same standard as any other business, said Frank. Mayor Roy Ludwig said if it's not already done, it will be taken care of. Council also approved a trio of requests for events later this year. One was from local resident Jennifer Kachinka to have a walk in support of the Saskatchewan Brian Injury Association. She wants the event to happen on July 23 at Fresh Air Fitness in Woodlawn Regional Park. Kachinka would represent the association and walk with anyone who can attend. She was not looking for financial assistance, but was hoping for an endorsement. Council supported the request. The next was from the Estevan Bruins for a rental fee reduction for the club sportsman's dinner on April 13 at Affinity Place. The club wanted the equipment rental portion of $2,440 to be removed, but they will still pay for other costs of renting the facility, which amounts to a little more than $5,000. Former NHLERs Jeremy Roenick and Mike Commodore will be the guest speakers. The Bruins hope to sell 75 corporate tables for the event. The final request is for the Estevan Strippers' 40th annual Molson Springbust Recreational Hockey Tournament on April 3-7. Council approved a request for an event permit, and to waive the rental fee at the Power Dodge Curling Center for the cabarets and beer gardens, which serve as an important fundraising component of the tournament. The tournament is expected to attract 40 teams, with at least 20 of them from out of town, making it the largest event of its kind in the province. The strippers use proceeds from the tournament to support a variety of causes and have donated $230,000 since 1997. Council received the annual list of land in arrears. The properties had a total value of $326,761.22, as of February 21. When asked by Count Frank on how this compares to the previous year, City Manager Ward said there is one property that accounts for roughly $200,000. The list is advertised on the city page in this week's Mercury and property owners have 60 days to pay the arrears and costs. All properties outstanding afterwards will have a tax lien registered. Council received an updated sidewalks, pathways, snow removal priority map. The map does not include all of the pathways that have been constructed in the last few years, but it does show priority areas for clearing snow from sidewalks by city crews. Count Shelley Varoba said she received a call regarding the Souris Avenue South Service Road. The caller wants to see the route properly named, as it is called the 120 Service Road, making it difficult for package deliveries. The other concern is with drainage. Varoba said a lot of water comes from the hill to the east.